Hi, this is Pat Byrne from WFMU, and I'm in the Princeton University Library about to do commentary on my Christmas story from 2014. Here we go.
Hello to everyone out there on WPRB. This is Pat Byrne from WFMU, and congrats to John.
So right away, a very strong start here. A cordial greeting.
I have no idea how he does it, but congrats to you, sir. How about a Christmas story? Okay, sure. Here's mine. I was a young boy at one point. And it was the late 80s. I don't remember exactly what year it was.
Now, I start to lose steam here on the specifics of my age, a footnote which will soon prove irrelevant.
To this day, I don't know what happened. I'm very puzzled by it. And this, of course, involves Santa Claus. Yes, I was driving.
And here's where the earlier stumble cost me even further.
5-year-old. Maybe 6. We're still not sure. Okay, no. I was in the backseat of my dad's Ford LeBaron. No, Chrysler LeBaron. Damn it. I already screwed this up. I'm not going to re-record it. I already tried recording this.
I do regret the use of profanity, which was, in fact, aired on Christmas Day at a time when, I'll only assume, undoubtedly, children were listening.
88, we'll say? I don't remember. But the point is, I was... it was me, my sister in the back seat, my mom's in the front seat, my dad is driving. We're driving home from my
once again getting lost on unnecessary specifics.
Because in Spanish tradition, you celebrate Noche Buena, which happens, you know, obviously it's Christmas Eve. Well, I don't know if that's obvious to people, but the point is, okay, let me just start this over. We're driving home from the Noche Buena. And,
I'm not sure why I felt the need to bring up my ethnicity here, perhaps to create the illusion of diversity and increase my odds of having my story selected by John.
We're driving on Pleasant Valley Way in West Orange, New Jersey, and we're getting close to Verona, where I grew up. And all of a sudden,
undoubtedly, I'm regretful for giving out my hometown info. I have dealt with a stalker over the last year.
Scrape, scrape, scuff, scrape. And my dad leans close to the steering wheel with his eyes glazed up, just saying.
To be fair, my father had been drinking up to this point. I regret that I hadn't pointed that out when I originally recorded this last year.
Just did it, you know, there's no way that they could have rehearsed this. Like, my mom is terrible at that stuff. But right on cue, she went with it, and then my sister was like, wow, and she saw it too. I couldn't see anything, but I swear to Bob, it sounded like...
No, I said Bob here instead of God because I identify as an agnostic who believes that Bob Dylan is the true Messiah.
Flying upwards. And I thought I heard bells too, like a jingle bell sound. I just remember this vividly as a kid, and I don't remember... I've never been able to...
It should be noted here also like that I was, in fact, a very heavily medicated child, and all of this could have easily been some sort of Prozac-induced hallucination.
But I really don't know. I'm baffled to this day in 2014. I have no idea what that was. And I don't even know. I haven't even brought it up to anyone in my family for a while. Not that we're ashamed of it, but
now, I bring up shame here along with my family. And remember, I remember almost listing sort of a Christmas memory list in which our family was all at once shameful for things. Sparing you that, it's a very long list. So
in my adult life. So there you have it. And that little boy ended up being me. So,
once again, with a
merry Yule log.
Well, I guess a weaker ending than I started off. But this has been a commentary from the Princeton University Library. My name is Pat Byrne. I want to thank you all.
Excuse me, sir. The library's closed. How'd you even get in here? It's Christmas Eve.
I have nowhere to go.